Scottish Social Services Council. Codes of Practice for Employers of Social Service Workers. About the Codes. We first published the Codes in 2003, setting out the national standards of conduct and practice that apply to all social service workers. The 2016 Revised Codes is the second edition and takes account of developments in social services policy and practice. Introduction. The SSSC Codes of Practice, the Codes, set out the standards of practice and behaviour expected of everyone who works in social services in Scotland. The standards expected of employers of social service workers in Scotland. In setting out these standards, the codes are a tool for employers and for workers to use to think about how they can continually improve their practice. The codes let people who use social services and carers know what they can expect from the workers who support them. The codes are in two parts. The two codes are presented together because they are complementary and mirror the joint responsibilities of both employers and workers in meeting the standards. 1. Code for Employers of Social Service Workers. If you are an employer, the Code for Employers of Social Service Workers sets out your responsibilities for making sure your workforce is trusted, skilled, and confident. You have a responsibility to support your workers to achieve the standards set out in the Code for Social Service Workers and should use both parts of the codes as a tool for continuous improvement. 2. Code for Social Service Workers. If you work in social services, the Code for Social Service Workers sets out clear standards that you are expected to meet. It is your responsibility to meet these standards, and you should use the code to reflect on your practice and identify how you can continually improve. Why are the codes important? Public protection and regulating the workforce. The codes, along with the health and social care standards, are an important part of regulating and improving the quality of care experienced by people using social services. All employers and workers must make a commitment to work in line with the codes of practice. The SSSC regulates the workforce and aims to make sure that the people of Scotland can count on social services being provided by a trusted, skilled and confident workforce. The Care Inspectorate regulates organisations which employ workers and provide registered care services. The Care Inspectorate also provides advice and promotes good practice to improve standards across the social service sector. When a registered worker or employer does not meet the expectations set out in the codes, action may be taken by the SSSC for workers or by the Care Inspectorate for employers. The SSSC can take action against workers through our fitness to practice process. The Care Inspectorate gives advice to care service providers on following the codes and, if necessary, can take action against employers. Supporting good practice every day. The codes are a tool for continuous improvement and improving practice. For example, you can use them to support regular codes discussions at team meetings, during induction and for staff learning and development, to reflect on current practice. Resources and ideas to support improvement are online at www.sssc.uk.com. Code of Practice for Employers of Social Service Workers. 1. As a social service employer, you must make sure people are suitable to be social service workers and that they understand their roles and responsibilities. You will. 1.1. Use thorough recruitment processes to make sure that only suitable people with appropriate attitudes and values and the potential to gain the necessary knowledge and skills enter the workforce. 1.2. Check criminal records and registers and follow relevant guidance when assessing whether a person is capable of carrying out the duties of the job they have been selected for. You must do this before you appoint them. 1.3. Ask for and provide accurate and appropriate references to share information relating to a person's suitability to work in social services. 1.4. Give workers clear information about their roles and responsibilities, relevant legislation, and the policies and procedures they must follow in their work. 2. As a social service employer, you must have the culture and systems in place to support social service workers to meet their code of practice. You will. 2.1. Put into action and monitor written policies and procedures, particularly about reporting allegations of harm or abuse to the relevant authority. 2.2. Effectively manage and supervise social service workers to promote best practice and good conduct and support staff to continuously improve their performance and make sure they are fit to practice. 2.3. Have systems in place to listen to and consider feedback from people who use services, carers, and other relevant people to shape and improve services and the performance of social service workers. 2.4. Have systems in place for social service workers to report inadequate resources or difficulties which might have a negative effect on the delivery of care. Work with social service workers and relevant authorities to tackle such problems. 2.5. Have systems in place to support workers to whistleblow when they feel that working practices are inappropriate or unsafe for any reason. 2.6. Support social service workers to meet the standards in their code of practice and not require them to do anything that might prevent that from happening. 2.7. If you employ workers from other professions, support them to meet their own professional codes. 2.8. Report workers whose fitness to practice may be impaired to the relevant authority. 3. As a social service employer, you must provide learning and development opportunities to enable social service workers to strengthen and develop their skills and knowledge. You will. 3.1. Provide good quality induction, learning and development opportunities to help social service workers do their jobs effectively and prepare for new and changing roles and responsibilities. 3.2. Contribute to providing social care and social work education and learning, including effective workplace assessments and practice learning. 3.3. Support staff who need to be registered with us to meet the conditions for registration and the requirement for continuing professional development. 3.4. Respond appropriately to social service workers who need support because they do not feel able to or well enough prepared to carry out their work. 3.5. Provide effective, regular supervision to social service workers to support them to develop and improve through reflective practice. 4. As a social service employer, you must have written policies and procedures in place to protect people who use services and carers, and to support social service workers. You will. 4.1. Make it clear to social service workers that bullying, harassment, or any form of discrimination is not acceptable, and take action to deal with such behaviour. 4.2. Have procedures in place for social service workers to report when a colleague's fitness to practice may be impaired, exploitation, or any dangerous, discriminatory, or abusive behaviour or practice, when care has caused or may have caused physical, emotional, financial, or material harm or loss. 4.3. Deal with reports and allegations from social service workers promptly, effectively, and openly. 4.4. Make it clear to social service workers, people who use services and carers, that violence, threats, or abuse are not acceptable. Have clear policies and procedures for reducing the risk of violence and managing violent incidents. 4.5. Support social service workers who experience trauma or violence in their work. 4.6. Put into action written policies and procedures that promote the well-being and equality of workers and respect diversity. 4.7. Provide appropriate support to social service workers whose fitness to practice may be impaired and give clear guidance about any limits on their work while they are receiving support or treatment. While doing this, you must make sure that the care and safety of people who use services is your priority. 4.8. Make sure that where care has or may have caused physical, emotional, financial, or material harm or loss, this is reported to the appropriate authorities. 5. As a social service employer, you must publicise and promote the Code of Practice for Social Service Workers to people who use services and carers and cooperate with us in our proceedings. You will. 5.1. Inform social service workers about this Code of Practice for Employers of Social Service Workers and your responsibility to keep to it. 5.2. Inform social service workers about the Code of Practice for Social Service Workers and their responsibility to keep to it. 5.3. Make people who use services and carers aware of the Codes of Practice for Social Service Workers and employers and inform them how to raise issues relating to the codes, including how to contact us and cooperate with any proceedings resulting from this. 5.4. Take account of the Code of Practice for Social Service Workers when making any decision that relates to a worker's fitness to practice. 5.5. Follow guidance on making a referral to the SSSC about a worker whose fitness to practice may be impaired. If appropriate, tell the worker that you have made a referral. 5.6. Cooperate with SSSC investigations and those of other authorities, including providing documents, attending hearings, and responding to the findings and decisions. 5.7. Enable and support social service workers to cooperate with SSSC investigations and those of other authorities, for example, to provide witness statements, documents, or other information, and, where appropriate, attend hearings. These codes apply from the 1st of November 2016 and replace all previous versions. Issued under Section 53 of the Regulation of Care, Scotland Act 2001. The codes give examples of practice, conduct and behaviour, but will not include every possible type of behaviour you may come across.